This is Waylon Hanel, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
'69 Hemi sitting out in a field. That damn sure was a fine automobile. Now it's heaped up knee-deep in farmland mud. Somebody's dream all covered in rust. 383, four on the floor. They ain't making any new old outlaws anymore. Bonnie and Clyde took to robbing them banks. All for them to just make a name. Then John Law one day cut them down, left their blood soaking up that Louisiana ground. 200 bullet holes in that 34-4. They ain't making any new old outlaws anymore. Yeah, get it now. Paycheck and Billy Joe Shaver had a run-in or two with those Texas Rangers. Waylon and Willie broke every damn rule. Now all those naysayers are saying, ain't they cool? They don't put out a record like they did in 74. Hell no, they don't. And they ain't making any. Crazy, you can call me a fool. I'm just too country, too old school. I ain't no Hank Williams, I ain't no Johnny Cash. You don't like my music, you can kiss my ass. I'm gonna play my songs like they did before. 'Cause they ain't making any new. Make them like Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, Johnny Paycheck, Billy Joe Shaver.
Well, into my booth now has come Waylon Hanel. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me, brother.
No, it's great. I mean, we've been playing your music for a while in the UK and Europe, and you've done exceedingly well already.
Thank you. I really appreciate that, man. It's pretty amazing to be able to hear your name in another country, you know, and people actually like it. It's kind of shocking to me.
Yeah, because you did very well in the chart as well.
Yeah, I believe my last single, New Old Outlaws, it reached number 2 on the chart. And it's just such a blessing to have, man. And especially people like you who are kind enough to put me on that chart and play me.
I didn't put you on the chart. You did it yourself because they love your music.
I know, it's just people
just gave
like
you the opportunity to
exactly. That's what I'm saying,
yeah,
and just
sure.
Thank you very much. By the way,
no,
thank
fine.
You.
That's good. Yeah. So, what's the title of the new song?
The new single that's going to be running the radio. Actually, it is right now for 2 weeks. It's entitled "Lighten That Load," and I wrote that song with the legend Bernie Nelson. And half of it we wrote in Texas. Half of it we wrote over the phone. And that was one of my first Zoom calls that I ever did. So it was kind of interesting to do, but we ended up writing a pretty cool song. and I really hope people like it. Yeah, I know,
sure.
I like it.
I'm sure they will, and I know Bernie very well, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the kind of the story behind that song. So we were sitting around the table, and we just got done writing a ballad, and you know, a real slow song. So we wanted to pick it up a little bit. So Bernie gets up from the table, and I'm playing a little lick that I've had for about 5 minutes. So I was screwing around with that, and Bernie gets up from the table. He goes, "All right, I'm gonna go take a load off. Do you want a coffee?" And I said, "Sure, I'll take a cup." And when he said that, I kind of started thinking. And I asked Bernie, I said, "Man, that, I don't know how I can word that, but that could be a song title. That could be a song title." He goes, "You think so?" And I kept playing that lick over and over, and Bernie came back with his cup, and he goes, "I'm your honky-tonk daddy down in Tennessee." And I said, "I got this Gibson." And right after that, I couldn't fill in the blank. And then me and Bernie just pretty much kept going back and forth, you know, just saying different phrases, and by the end, we came up lighting that load. And after we said that, it just flew right by. We wrote that song in about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then we finished it on the phone. I love this song to death. I love it.
Great. Well, I hope the audience does as well. I'm sure they will. And we'll soon see you in the charts once again.
Yeah, I would really like to be.
Yeah, you will be, I'm sure. It is a great song. So how did you get into country music? Where are you from?
So I'm from Millington, Michigan, way up in the north, and I get to Tennessee quite often to do my work, but I still live in Michigan. I love the state. It's beautiful. And so I got my first guitar when I was 15 years old, and nobody in my family they love music, but nobody plays music, so I was the first one to actually get an instrument, and I got it when I was 15. I taught myself how to play. I've never had a lesson. In guitar or singing. And one day Mom said, "Hey, you should try to sing the songs that you're playing. People like that stuff, you know." On a smaller note, you go to a friend's house, you're having a bonfire, or they're having a little garage party, you pull out your acoustic guitar, you sing a Ring of Fire, and you put it away. You know, people like that stuff. And I said, "No, I don't want to do that." So Mom goes, "Okay." And mind you, I'm 15, so I rode the bus to school. Mm-hmm. So the next day I return home, and my guitar, I can't find it. It's nowhere. And I know I'd set it in the corner of my room. So after 2 hours of looking for it, I gave Mom a call. I said, "Hey, where the hell is my guitar? I want to play this thing." She goes, I'm not going to tell you where it is until you try to sing again." She blackmailed me, my own mother. And it's kind of a mean term, but in a way she kind of did. And I'm so thankful for that, because I caved in. I started losing the calluses on my fingers that I built up, and I caved in, and I finally said, "You know what, I'm going to try it." And I wouldn't be here at CRS. I wouldn't be on the charts in the UK at number 2, and I wouldn't be talking to you, Lee, if it wasn't for my mom doing that to me.
Well, there you go.
I thank her every day for that.
That's excellent. So are you performing much? Are you on the road a lot?
Oh, yeah, I have. I think last year I did just over 200 dates
shows, yeah.
And hopefully it just goes up from there. You know, I like to stay busy. I'll keep opening of gun season and bow season open, of course. But other than that, man, I can't get enough of it. It's my passion. I eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I just love it.
Do you go out solo, or do you go out with a band?
So right now I'm riding solo, but I just introduced a steel guitar player of mine. He's a good friend. His name is Barry Gokey, and he actually lives way up in the Upper Peninsula in Michigan, and he drives down for all my shows that I have him at, you know, the bigger ones. And me and him together, we're going to be opening up for Creed Fisher, actually twice. One is at the Machine Shop. That's coming up soon. The other one is at the Bay City Music Festival in Bay City, Michigan. That's coming up later in the summertime. And we're also opening up for Travis Tritt that day, too, back-to-back. So that'll be so much fun. And those are just some of a few really big shows we have in store. But if you go to my Facebook, Waylon Hanel Music, Waylon Hanel Music, you can see all my schedule on there. We actually just posted it a little while ago. So, yeah, you can keep up with me on where I'm at and where I'm going to be.
What about Europe?
hopefully I can get over that way, man. I've always wanted to go there ever since I was a little kid, and it's pretty cool how you always say, I hope, and I always do, you know, I hope I can do this, I hope I can. It's pretty cool to be able to think, I can do this, I could do this, not just I hope, I could, within a month or a year, I could go over to Europe, experience it, and play music. There's nothing better than that, man.
No, that's right.
I love it.
Great. Well, Waylon, we wish you the best with the new single.
Thank you.
And hope to see you over there.
I hope so, too. I'll buy you a beer if I see you.
There you go. It's been great meeting you finally as well.
You too.
So just announce your new single.
This is Waylon Hannell, and this is my new single, Lighten That Load. This is Waylon Hannell, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
I'm your honky-tonk daddy down in Tennessee. I got this Gibson cranked up with these new guitar strings. I play you working man blues or fire down below. I play you anything you want to help you lighten that load. I know you came in here just to have a good time. Drink a couple cold ones, leave your worries behind. I'll sing some Waylon Jennings or a little George Jones. Play you anything you want to help you lighten that load. Throw me a 20 in the tip jar. I'll sing you some Rambling Man. Make it a 50 and I'll even play a little Leonard Skinner to Sweet Home Alabama. If you close a place down, we don't. Sweet Home.